Hi, thanks for listening to My Two Cents. I'm Tim, and this is episode 72. So I was playing guitar 25 minutes ago, and I was checking out my thumb placement on a tip from my friend at work who was in a band and played bass in the band but plays guitar a lot now and been doing it for 10 years, whatever. So he knows his shit, and I've heard him play. He's pretty dang good. Unfortunately, his taste in music and the band he was in is all, like, heavy metal, which is just so strange to me. Like, if anything, he would strike me as a country guy, but he's into heavy metal. I thought the only type of music I really didn't like at all was country. I'm not a huge fan of metal. Like, if it's on, it doesn't make me want to vomit the way country sometimes does. But it's definitely one where I'm just like, ugh, the whole time. So, that's a little unfortunate, but, because he'll be like, oh, have you heard of so-and-so? And I'm like, no, I listen to pop, which is true, but also I don't want to really engage with, like, the, you know, I tried some of the bands that he recommended to me, and they were not my thing. I told him after a little while, he picked up on it, I think, so. But anyway, we're still talking about, you know, guitars and crap, and he was saying that he kind of just, in an offhand comment, was like, oh yeah, check your thumb placement, because I picked up so many bad habits playing guitar that now when I want to play faster and do quicker transitions, if I'm trying to learn a song, I'm just going, man, if I had learned how to play with my thumb in the right spot, this would be a lot easier. So I'm like, ooh, because I'm still so new to it, I'm only a year into practicing, not even daily, it's like a year in practicing maybe 10 minutes, five times a week, maybe 15, I don't know, something like that. So, you know, not significant effort, but, yeah, so I went and checked my thumb placement like he kind of recommended, and I'm definitely creeping up. My thumb has been creeping up the neck of the guitar, like over the top a little bit, meaning I'm starting to use the palm of my hand to put the pressure on the strings rather than my thumb. And that's a bad habit to slide into, especially because, well, I don't know 100% why, but I kind of watched a couple tutorials just to make sure I was getting it in the right spot when I was correcting it. And it seems as though the lower your thumb is, or if you can get your thumb right in the middle of the neck rather than letting it right up to the top and then using more of your palm on the back of the neck of the guitar, you'll be able to get more reach and more pressure at just greater distances. So it'll be easier to hit, you know, like a bar chord, for example, where your pinky's up 3 or 4 frets from where the bar is with your index finger, which, you know, I have noticed I can't go beyond maybe 2 strings, but I always thought that was just lack of flexibility and it would come with time. But it turns out it might just be thumb placement, because the guy was showing how if his thumb's all the way at the top of the guitar, at the top of the neck, kind of where the tip of the thumb is kind of hanging over the guitar, he couldn't move his pinky at all. It was kind of locked on the wherever it was in terms of how wide his hand was. So that was kind of interesting to see. So, long story short, I now have massive left hand thumb cramps, because I had correct thumb placement whenever I was doing a bar chord, because I kind of had to get it, but then for all my open chords, I've been letting my thumb creep up, because I just want to play the song at speed, and so now I'm going back and trying to, I guess, re-correct or re-teach myself these open chord songs I've been learning, and it's definitely slowing me down. It's definitely a lot harder to get the pressure up, so I'm not practicing quite as long. And man, my thumb is cramping up big time, the way it would with a bar chord, but now it's with all the songs. So it's not like I can, you know, practice a bar chord song and then switch back to an open chord song and have a nice break. Uh-uh. Now they're both brutal. And on top of it, I jammed my thumb playing basketball 2 Fridays in a row, I guess, because a group of work guys still play at an indoor court in the winter, and I went for 2 straight Fridays now. First time, ball just directly on a thumb, major jammage, turned purple on my hand, turned purple, and you know, I didn't play guitar for a couple days, and even when I got back into it, I was like, oh, this hurts, and I didn't do too many bar chords. Then the next Friday, I re-aggravated. It wasn't as bad of a jam, but I did jam it again, so that was last Friday, so now we're on Tuesday, and part of it is just my hand is weak, and it's cramping, and part of it is, I'm hoping part of it is still the soreness from that double jammed thumb, but if it's mostly just my thumb is weak, then I'm going to have to suck it up and just keep going at it till I build up more strength. The one silver lining here is, according to my friend Mike, if I do, if and when I do end up switching to electric guitar and or electric bass, the, well, I don't, bass is probably a completely different technique, but with electric guitar, it requires a lot less pressure to get the strings down, I guess. So if I can learn to play acoustic well, I should have no issues switching over, and it should be easier, in fact, to switch over to electric guitar. But I haven't learned acoustic at all yet, so I'm kind of just hacking my way through it. So that'll be interesting. I don't even know if I've, because I took that week off, I don't know if I've even mentioned it, but I know I was mentioning how I was apartment hunting. I did actually find an apartment, and I did sign the lease last week sometime, and I've decided I'm definitely, well, obviously I signed the lease, I'm doing it, but I'm moving in like a week and a half now, so that's early. I'm basically doing double rent for March, but I don't know, it'll be good to have my own place, I think. It'll be the first time for me. I may hate it. I may be like, oh God, get me a roommate as soon as possible. I can't handle being alone by myself. But honestly, I'm alone by myself in my apartment a lot anyway, because until the weekends hit, we're all on different schedules. You know, I leave the apartment first, and then I'm actually back last, just because I have the longest commute, and I'm usually going to the gym right after work, at least on Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Wednesday, Thursday is a little different, but yeah. I'm also excited because I get that shorter commute to the gym, so I just did the walk back from the gym with the pool yesterday and today. 45 minutes, without a doubt, walking every time. And sometimes I could catch a bus, but that's still 20 minutes with a bus, and you gotta count on it being there, so you're standing around waiting for 10 minutes. When I move, it's going to be 20, 25 minutes walking, which is significant improvement there. So I'm real happy about that. Still kind of a long walk, but there really aren't that many gyms with pools, or just pools in general, indoor pools. So I'm also, yeah, I've also kind of thought about this racing thing a bit. I do want to do this Milwaukee Marathon again. My nemesis, because I know I'm not gonna rest until I finish that fucker, and this year is as good as any to give it a crack. I just gotta make sure I am trained for this one this time. So I have started my running regimen. It's gonna start by me consistently running at work every day at lunch. So once I do that for a couple weeks, then I'll build the distance that I'm doing those days at lunch, and take it from, like, whatever it is I'm doing now, a mile and a half, and up on it to 3 miles, because I could probably take a full hour, and then at that point it'll get warmer, so I don't have to take 25 minutes to put on 8,000 layers to get dressed for the freezing temperatures. So maybe 2 months out, once I've built to that, I think I'll just start, before that I'll probably start sprinkling in weekend runs, once a weekend, and then building to twice a weekend. But I don't want to stop the weightlifting and swimming that I've been doing consistently, because I'm starting to notice that I'm making progress. Like today, I added 10 pounds to my deadlift max rep set that I did today. So I did deadlifts today. Yesterday I added 5 pounds to my one leg squat. I do like 3 one-leg squat exercises, essentially. One's like a more of a jumping thing, but one of the three, I added 5 pounds to it, and I was only doing 25, so it's actually more of an improvement versus the deadlifts. You know, 10 pounds is not that much when I'm doing whatever it is, 280, which for my size is really not that much. It's only about 1.25 times body weight, so it's not like it's that impressive. But, so I, you know, upped the legs, and I swam yesterday, and then I upped the deadlift, and then swam after the deadlift today, rather than doing the swim before like I did yesterday. And when I was swimming, I did a 2x500 meter set, which is a longer set, longer distance, than I've been doing. And I've also been building my swim workouts. So every workout I'll add 50 meters. So now I'm up to 1400 meters, which is about as much as I've, if I'm being honest with myself, really done since I've been in Chicago. I mean, on a weekend I'll do 2,000 meters maybe, but I really haven't swum that much on the weekends, especially now that winter's hit. So distance has crept up to basically my max, and then on top of that, the times that I was hitting for those 500 meters, I would have been happy with those times if I had been fresh. So I came in for the first one at 10 minutes 25 seconds, which is just over a 2 minute per 100 meter pace, or a minute per 50, which I was very happy with. And then the second one, I kicked it in for the last four because I knew it was almost done. And I think I came in at about the same or maybe even a little faster. I didn't really check the clock on that one because I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on myself. But that was exciting because I'm actually doing an indoor triathlon on Sunday at this gym. They sponsored one, I guess. So it's fairly cheap for a triathlon, but it's all indoors. That's probably why it's so cheap. But essentially, it's kind of weird. I'm not a huge fan of this swim bit because I would think what they do is say you're going to swim X number of laps and the time you get is going to rank you. But they're doing all of the legs of the triathlon in a timed fashion in that you get a set amount of time to do each of the legs, swim, bike, and run, and however far you go is your score. So it's kind of a fairer way to do it, I guess. But I think they're anticipating people are going to be like triathlon swimming in the pool. And I'm not trying to say that I'm a better swimmer than most triathletes. I'm not. But I am a pretty good flip turner, and most triathlete swimmers don't even flip turn at all, let alone have a good one. So I just did what I just did, basically 2 500 meters at 10 minutes, and that's how long I'll have to swim. So that was part of the reason I did that, is I was like, I know I can do about 500 meters in 10 minutes, but I want to see what I should be shooting for in this race. Because you get 10 minutes, and then they're just like, and then, you know, we round up from wherever your halfway point is, and then you're done. And I'm just going, well, yeah, that's great. If I pop my head at the wall every time, I'll be able to know when I'm supposed to stop. But if I'm doing flip turns and getting in a rhythm, I'm just going to keep going until somebody tells me to stop. And I don't, you know, I have a decent sense of timing, especially now that I know 500 meters at the pace I did today gets me 10 minutes, give or take. And so it's a race. I'll have adrenaline. It'll probably be more, and I'm going to try and pace myself, even though I'm very bad at that. And I go out way too fast for everything, including that lakefront marathon, obviously. So I'll try to pace myself, but even if I do, just the fact that it's a race is going to make me want to go faster. Plus, I have the suspicion that I'll be one of the better swimmers because it's mostly going to be triathletes. I don't think a lot of swimmers enjoy biking. Well, I don't think a lot of swimmers enjoy running, especially running on treadmills. So we'll see. But they also are going to do like little mini awards for each of the legs. So my thought is, hey, you know, I've been practicing swimming more than running or biking. I could actually do really well in the swim part, so maybe just go for it. Again, if I do that, that's all fine and dandy, but then how the fuck am I supposed to know when to stop? Like, because then it'll be like, okay, I'm going faster than I did on, what was today? I'm going faster than I did on Tuesday, but how much faster? Like, another 100 meters? Like, that much faster? Or am I just doing another lap, you know, another 50 meters, which would be like another minute at that pace, give or take? I don't know. That part, I'm kind of, we'll see. Maybe I can just beg one of the either competitors or judges to be like, hey, can you, like, slap the water with a kickboard when I'm getting close, or slap me with a kickboard. Like, that would probably be the easiest way. Like, as I'm flipping in the wall, just smack me with a kickboard. I wouldn't care. Like, okay, good, I'm done. Because I don't want to do like an extra 2 minutes of swimming for nothing. I wouldn't mind, honestly. It's more of a workout at this point for me than anything else. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm thinking about for Sunday. And I'm picking up the keys to the new place on Saturday. Trying to sort out getting this car back to my parents so I don't have to deal with having it. I'm very excited to not have the car anymore. Yeah, just not a fan of. Like, I kind of like driving, and I certainly like driving that car because I'm super familiar with it. But parking's a pain, even where I am, where it's cheap, but like sometimes there's no designated spot, so a lot, sometimes they'll all be taken, and it's like, well, shit, now what am I gonna do? That little minor irritation slash stress if the train's coming is annoying, and I don't know, it'd just be really nice to not have to deal with upkeep on it. Like that car, even though I technically wasn't paying for it, I was basically borrowing it slash stealing it from my parents. The maintenance on it, because I got into an accident right after I moved to Chicago, and then I cracked the windshield by a rock on the highway at one point when I was driving to a different race. just like all that little shit adding up, it's like plus the oil changes and the gas and all that crap, easily $2,000 in the past 6 months on this car. And I'm just like, why? I don't need it. And that's without like a car payment. That's, you know, which I would then pick up if I tried to keep this car. It'd be a car payment plus the maintenance. So it's like, I'm looking at $500 a month plus insurance, you know? And I'm just like, this is, it's so expensive to own a car. And it's very expensive to have a place over my, a roof over my head too. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. And if I have to pick between the two, unless I'm going to be sleeping in the car and then it's therefore the roof over my head, I think I'd rather have the apartment and figure it out for the rest. So that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, if Metra ever just decides, well, we're not going to be working anymore. We're going to shut down. Guess I'm working from home. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's all I got. Once again, it's a pool day, which means I am short on time tonight. I'm cooking ground beef right now, but so I hope it's done before bedtime, which is in 10 minutes, but not likely. So maybe a little bit of a late night tonight. Hopefully not too late, because I'm tired. I'm very tired. And it's not fun to go to work when you're tired, because when you're tired in college, you can either skip a class and take a nap, you can nap in class, you can, I don't know, you can completely zone out and nobody notices. But at work, if you're falling asleep at your desk, that's like the only way to get fired, really. Like, I guess it's the universal way to get fired. If you're falling asleep at your desk or you're not showing up on time, like, they'll just fire you because you can't do that. There are a lot of other things you can do, and you know, like that you can't do in college, which is like, you know, oh, this thing that I was supposed to do is delayed for X, Y, and Z reasons. And even if they're not fully legitimate reasons, they're usually legitimate enough where they're like, okay, you know, it makes sense. You got to rely on other people and, you know, try to be better about managing your time next time, or, you know, trying to be proactive and anticipating roadblocks to completion or what, you know, biz speak for what, you know, don't fuck up next time. But, you know, they won't. They won't fire you for something like that if you're giving an honest enough effort. I think everybody's just kind of cruising at 30 to 60% effort all the time. So, you know, it's a grind. It's not like the other thing is like with college, the class ends after 5 months, so you know you just got to get the shit done and then you're done. But with work, it never ends. It's always going to be there. It's cyclical. And that's what drives me nuts about my dad. He's like, "Well, I just got to get through this project, and it'll be fine after that." I'm like, "Well, yeah, for a little while maybe, but there's always work, and it'll always be there, and there'll always be another project. So, if you're not gonna live your life when it's crazy, you're still not gonna live your life when it's not, because it's the same thing. It's still work." So, yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if the culture is actually that way, and I just would be either fired or I'd quit and never work there. Or if that's just kind of how he is and he interprets it that way and he chooses to be a workaholic. I'm not sure. I don't know. So, I've been in his office a few times. You know, it's an office. It's hard to tell, but I'm sure there are people that get away with doing a lot less, certainly than he does. He works all the time. So, yeah. All right, I'm actually signing off this time. Otherwise, I'll just keep rambling. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.